Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to another episode on our Never Alone Faith Over Cancer podcast. Hi, I'm Blaine Millett, your host for our podcast channel, and I just want to say thank you for taking the time again to join us today. I really appreciate you joining us and listening to our podcast, and I hope they're bringing a lot of hope and encouragement and peace to you as well. Today, we've got a special treat. I'm going to share the story of a gentleman named Edison, and he's got just an incredible story that is definitely worth listening to, and I wanted to share it with you because there's so many parts to it that I know you'll be able to relate to. Edison has been part of our online Zoom cancer support group for several months, and his story's one that I feel just about everyone who's on a cancer journey is going to be able to relate to. The questions he was asking, the struggles that he went through with cancer, as well as struggles with his faith, are definitely worth listening to. And he asked himself many of the same questions that you and I would be asking or have asked in our journeys. I know, listening to his story, I asked almost all of those questions when I was going through my battle and my journey with cancer. And I'll let him share those with you in his story. But if there's one word, if I had to boil everything down to one word that is the common thread throughout his story, that word would be surrender. Even with all his questions, anxiety, I know he had a lot of worries and definitely a lot of trials as he was going through his cancer. But he ultimately was able to get peace and hope by surrendering to God. It's an amazing story, and I don't want to keep you from hearing it any longer. So let me introduce Edison to you, and here is his story.
Hi, my name is Edison, and I'd like to share my journey when I was diagnosed with leukemia. On July 31st, 2025, I was diagnosed with leukemia. I was really shocked and almost could not believe when the doctor delivered a diagnosis. I've always considered myself as a healthy person, so my first reaction is, why me? Then I thought, why God allow suffering? I tried to find the answer and found a recording. How can a loving God allows suffering? There was a sermon by Pastor Dave at Timberlake Church. Here I'm not trying to say the statements from the sermon, but there are a couple things what I understood. God is in control. You have to trust God's timing. Suffering is not given to teach us something, but through it we might learn. Suffering doesn't occur because our faith is weak, but through it our faith might be strengthened. The statement God is in control made me really think if I already surrendered. I have heard the word of surrender many times, but I think the reality that I was naive. I said I surrender, but I always worry about everything. The disease, the process of medical leave and short-term disability for my employer, and other things around the house. Later on, I felt that I need to get support from a lot of people. I really wanted to be prayed for my cancer by people at Timberlake Church. I really didn't know whom to reach out as I've been in the hospital, so I could not go to the church. From Timberlake website, I found an online prayer request where I enter my name and email address and request for prayer. Not long after that, I get the acknowledgement that Timberlake's prayer group has started praying for me. And I was also asked if I would be interested to join Timberlake Cancer Support Group. I immediately attend a meeting with them as I wanted to get support from a believer. The group welcomed me by sending an encouragement messages via postal card, and they even sent me a warm blanket. The blanket has a needlework printing, a verse from Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 on the edge of it. I read Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 from the Bible, and it made me think again if I have really surrendered my life to God. That actually sticks in my mind for several days. At the same time, I didn't get remissions after the induction. I immediately thought the chemo didn't work, and the doctor even suggested another chemo or possibly a transplant if it still doesn't work. Anxiety built up over time, and I began to think a lot of what-if scenarios. What actually triggered me about surrendering is when the doctors just simply suggested me to take it day by day. Every time I ask what-if scenarios to them, and that moment I realized that human cannot provide a certain answer to cure my disease. Slowly, I fully surrendered to God. I felt it after I was able to remove a bunch of what-if scenarios from my mind. Here, I'm not going to lie and say it's an easy thing to do. Easier said than done, for sure, and I've been naive for such a long time. Finally, it came to the time for bone marrow biopsy to see if I can get remissions from the second chemotherapy. The morning before I went to see a doctor, I prayed and acknowledged God is in control and I have to trust God's timing. I even thought, if I cannot get remissions this time, then I have to wait for the right timing from God. But when the doctor told me that I get a remission, I felt that this was a miracle from God. I immediately felt that God gave me a new chapter for my life. To sum up, God is in control. Put your trust on God's timing and fully surrender. Thank you and God bless you.
Wow, was that great or what? Thank you, Edison, for sharing this with us and just being so open and honest about your journey and your questions, your emotions, and ultimately, how God showed up for you many times and in big ways to give you more hope and peace. And as I mentioned at the beginning, Edison had a lot, if not the same questions you and I've asked or are asking in our journey with cancer. Questions like, why me? And how can a loving God allow such suffering? Those are all questions that probably every one of us have asked somewhere along in our journey, maybe asking right now. And haven't we all asked many other questions of the same type as we go through our journey, and probably many, many times through our journey? But I hope you really picked up on what transpired for Edison in his journey, where he knew God was with him. He's always with us. We're never alone. But it wasn't until he got to almost a breaking point and anxiety, with his anxiety and what if questions and scenarios, that he finally said, God, I'm surrendering and giving this all to you. This is bigger than me, and I'm not the one that should be dealing with all this. I need you to help me through it. And guess what? God showed up, and he did. So God showed up big time for Edison when he needed him most, but really made himself known when Edison had reached his breaking point. And I find that very, very interesting, because I went through that exact scenario that you can hear in my stories and when I share parts of my story, that when we get to that almost breaking point, and maybe even at our breaking point, that's when we finally surrender all of it to God. And that's when we truly get peace, and that's when Edison got peace in his journey. And when he did and went for his biopsy, he saw the miracle of God working in his journey by giving him the good news that he could get remissions from his new treatments. What an answer to prayer. And I'll let you know, we were all praying for him daily throughout his journey, and he was getting great support from our cancer group. Everyone was there to help him and encourage him along the way. And the blanket didn't hurt in helping him feel warm and encouraged. It was just so awesome to watch God working on Edison throughout his entire journey with us in the group, and to just see such amazing growth in his faith along the way. And God was not only with him, but also showed us all how he was in control, and that we have to trust his timing for everything. And that once we surrender to him, amazing and incredible things do happen, just as they happened for Edison. Because we all know that we are never alone. God is with us, and he is faithful. We don't always get the outcomes we want, but we know God's got this, and he's got us. And when we know that, it really helps us navigate the rough waters of fear and anxiety, and as Edison would say, the what-if scenarios that take over your mind. But when, you know, we can truly surrender this to God, we know he is going to do great things for us and help us throughout our journey, regardless of the outcome. He's going to help us in so many different ways, and most of them are just helping us to get to the next day even. But once again, I just want to thank Edison for sharing his story with all of us. It was inspiring, and it gives us all a lot more hope and peace. So thank you for listening, and remember that no matter what is happening to us and you in your journey, we are never alone. Jesus and the Holy Spirit are always with us and ready to help us in our journey and in life. And all we have to do is ask him and give it to Jesus and let him go to work. And remember, if you'd like to share your story with others, please go to our webpage on Share Your Story and fill out the short form, and we'll be in touch with you, because I know your story will impact many, many, many other people. So I hope you take the time and would like to share it with us sometime down the road. So until next time, may God bless you, and I hope you have a blessed day. Thank you for listening, and Edison, thank you again for sharing your story. We are all better off from hearing your story. So have a great day, everyone, and until next time, remember, we are never alone. Faith always wins out over cancer.